This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Hour three today. Hope you're having fun hanging out. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Go to 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com for all your carburation, fuel injection. Maybe you've got a distributor that's acting up on an older car, a hot rod, and you need somebody that can actually dig into it and possibly, you know, tune it up. Yes, you can tune up an old style distributor. So check out sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. Hey, if you own a BMW, a Mini Cooper, or a BMW, Mini Cooper, or a Porsche, Black Forest Motorsports is where you need to be. 8066 Engineer Road. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. Over 40 years at the same location doing five-star work. Whether you are just wanting to go drive it, you want to race it, or you want to restore it. The guys over there will take care of that car just as if it was your own. They are just awesome. So you need to check them out. All right. I haven't been able to do a little bit of racer news lately, but I just seen the release of the new 2020 mid-engine Corvette C8. It is a C8.R, and it's, of course, it's in the traditional yellow paint scheme. It'll have that new 5.5 liter V8 featuring a flat plane crank and trades the former C7R's low rumble to a high pitch audio signature, which I haven't heard yet. Team veteran Antonio Garcia and the returning Jordan Taylor and their new endurance co-driver, ex-BMW man Nicky Katzberg, will debut the number 3 next week during the IMSA's Roar Before the 24. The sister number 4 car has presented in silver still waits its public reveal. So if you're a big C8 fan and you want to see it debuted, then go check out the Roar Before the 24. Here's interesting. If you're an off-road fan like Audrey and Ed are, here's an opportunity to win an off-road historic race truck. This is put out by my good buddy Marty Fioca. When it comes to off-road racers, with a heart as big as a desert sky, there are few people on earth that can match Northern California's Peter Lang. As this year's comes to a close, a veteran desert racer and internationally recognized animal conservationist expert has come up with a unique and charitable way to enjoy Nora style vintage off-road racing via the sale of a very historic piece of racing history. Lang is a visionary founder of Safari West. It's a 400-acre former cattle ranch near Santa Rosa, California, that he and his wife Nancy purchased in the late 80s and built into a world-class African-style wildlife experience and conservation breeding facility. And on the night of October 8, 2017, the then 76-year-old Lang made national news by single-handedly fighting back the devastating flames of the Tubbs fire for 10 hours, using a half a dozen garden hoses, and his actions saved all 1,000 of his beloved animals while his own home and race shop burned to the ground just up the street. In the time since, he briefly returned to desert racing by restoring the original 99 Chevy S10 race truck known as Mini Mac. For all your off-roaders, you'll know that. Built and fielded by the legendary factory team McPherson Motorsports effort of Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame. He's an inductee, Joe McPherson and Joe McDonald. This special truck was part of a Chevrolet Class 7 campaign that earned 7 championships in a row. Working extensively with GM truck and bus engineering, Team McPherson was a testbed for product development and innovation and many features found in today's GM trucks and SUVs, including electronic four-wheel drive, were born in the McPherson shop in the terrain of Baja California. After racing and finishing third in class at the 2019 Yokohama Tire Nora Mexican 1000, Lang has decided to hang up his driving shoes and put the completely restored Mini-Max Chevy for sale with a very unique offer. Potential buyers can purchase the vintage racer for just $1, but with the new owner also making a $49,999 tax deduction donation to the Safari West Foundation. It's a 501c3, by the way, whose mission is wildlife conservative and youth education. So in addition, Lang can also help provide full logistics race prep services via several NORA centric race teams he has long established for just that type of support. So if you're interested and you want to help out, more information on Safari West and its foundation, visit www.safariwest.com. For more information on the Mini-Max Chevy, contact Peter Lang directly, 707-318-0817. Might be something you want to look into, especially if you want to go. And the Nora race, let me talk a little bit about Nora. I was lucky enough to be the first announcer the first 3 years of Nora. And I got to tell you, if you love off-roading, but you've never been able to afford to go off-roading, or say you were never able to, you know, just put together what it took to do it, here's a golden opportunity. And it's a vintage race. So you don't have to have the $100 million tractor trailer and all the support group. There's people that support the Nora drivers, as mentioned earlier. And this is such a fun race. You run on the eastern side of the Baja Peninsula. You start usually in Tecate, and then you go to Bay of LA, then you go down the eastern coast, and you travel some territory that is absolutely breathtaking. Okay, hey, well, you know, everybody talks about Mecum, and everybody talks about Barrett Jackson as far as car auctions go. Well, Gooding and Company, January 17th through the 18th in Scottsdale, they are going to reveal the 6 incredibly desirable spiders from a distinguished private collection, and they're on the docket for this January. Now, this collection includes such iconic models as the 250 GT Series 2 Cabriolet, a 365 GTB4 Daytona Spider, as well as the limited edition modern-day classic such as the 550 Berchetta, and the 550 supercar pictured above, which I don't have the picture. Truly an impressive and balanced offering of Ferrari's most popular open sports cars. Visit vintagemotorsports.com to check out more images from the newly released online catalog of the auction that includes their personal favorite, of course, an F50. By the way, Fox is going to be carrying the 2020 NHRA schedule. So we're extremely thrilled that they're going to do that. It looks like they're going to cover all 24 events for NHRA, and it'll be their season openers February the 9th for the 60th Lucas Oil NHRA Winter Nationals. And it'll be great timing. 5 o'clock. Eastern, so 5, 4, 3, so 2 o'clock. That's not too bad at all. And you're going to get all the races. So go to NHRA.com for more information. Download the schedule, and if you get a chance, if you've never been to an NHRA event, you really need to go to an NHRA event. It is absolutely the best. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. Text Troy Salazar. Make sure he is calling in because he has got some great news about Barona Speedway, so I'm really anxious to see what he has to say when he calls in. So go ahead, take a quick break, go out and get a cold one, and we'll be talking to you in a moment. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. You can get us on iHeartRadio. You can download the free KCBQ app. There's a million ways you can listen to us all around the world. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. Go to ElCajonFord.com. Check out their new used inventory. 80% of their trade-ins are from customers, not fleet. They're not the auction. El Cajon Ford sends cars to the auction. They don't buy from the auction. Plus, their service center will work on every car in your garage. That's right. Master techs and service techs, they can do all of the work necessary on your car, whether it doesn't have to be a Ford. So it's a one-stop shop. And Barona Circle Track is who they support. And a little bit of news, I don't even know if Troy knows that, but it looks like Paul Dyke has gone out and bought a race car. And he's coming back next season, and I can't remember what it is. It might be a street stock, I'm not sure. But Troy, are you aware of that?
I am, and glad to have him.
Well, I got to tell you, the cute thing was, so his wife was out of town visiting family, and he picked her up at the airport. And, you know, they were just chatting away, and he had this goofy little grin on his face. And she said, "Did you buy a race car?" And he didn't say nothing. She says, "Come on now. Did you buy a race car while I was gone?" And as she pulled into the driveway, there's the race car.
Well, if he has that kind of tell, I definitely want to play cards with him. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you and me both. No kidding. So, hey, before we get started, you and the family have a great Christmas.
We did. It was nice. Got together with the family, saw the kids. Everyone was happy.
Excellent.
Just looking forward to getting things ironed out and trying to get some details sorted for this coming season.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll come together. It's not easy, but it'll come together. And then after the first, you, me, and Tricia will get together. And Troy, if he wants to, or sit in on it. I mean, yeah, your brother, sit in on it as well. We'd love to... you know, hammer out 2020.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right.
So well, on that note, basically I've sat down and put a paper to pen at this point and figured out a schedule that we're going to run. We're going to field a 14 race season. Opening night for Barona Speedway will be on April 4th, and we'll feature Nomad Dwarf cars, modified pure stocks, mini sprints, IMCA Sport compacts, street stocks, and then both of our kids divisions.
Wow, that sounds like a pool.
Kind of the big news, or what I had been hinting about, is that this year one of the things we're going to do a little bit differently. We're introducing three new classes of cars to the track, which I think kind of makes a little bit different program, different show, gives the fans a different look at what we're actually doing out there. We will be an IMCA sanctioned track for the sport compact cars as well as the IMCA sport mod.
Okay, before you jump off of that. Tell us what that class consists of.
The IMCA Sport Compact class is basically a front-wheel drive, four-cylinder car. You can go to the IMCA website and download the rules for that car. It's basically an entry-level car that's probably one of the cheapest ones that you can get into for the money. Not really breaking the bank. I want to say that you might be able to pick up one of these turnkey cars for under $2,000.
Really?
That's pretty cheap, you know? I would recommend look into it. Definitely, if you are interested in building one of these cars, reach out to me or the website, whatever. I'd be happy to provide you with whatever information you need. But mm-hmm. I honestly believe this is really going to be something to take off. My understanding is there's about 8 guys currently in San Diego that are building them. We're working very closely with Cocopa Speedway. They've got a field of 25 of them. We've come to an agreement on scheduling that we will have no conflicts in our schedule. Therefore, when we run them, we should have most, if not all of them, and vice versa. I'd love to encourage my guys in reaching out to these other tracks. If we're dark for a reason, go support these other tracks. They're supporting us.
Yeah, you know, not like back in the old days. If anybody heard you left your track and went to somebody else's track, then you're mad at them. That is old school. That's old school. That crap went away from the 50s.
Yeah, and the way to do it now, or the way, or the approach that I want to take is extend the olive branch, which we have, and we're in really good communication with Cocopah, Paris, and Ventura. We're trying to work with scheduling to where there's not conflict. Right. We're not going to be tearing these cars down the middle. We're going to share them collectively. And I think that as a result of that, it's a better program for the fans that show up. I think it's better for the race car drivers. I know that when I had a car, I'd rather know that when showing up, there was 20 cars to race against versus five. You know, having five cars at three different tracks doesn't do any good. Having 15 at one does everything.
Right.
So in that effort, we're definitely doing that. I'd be happy to talk to anyone that wants to know more about it. Like I said, the IMCA website has just an ungodly amount of information you can look up, including the rules and what the specs of the car. There are, you know, some particulars that need to be known. So that's one of the things that we're doing anyway. In regards to the sport mod, basically what that is just a cheaper level of modified, not as big a motor. They have some different rules involved there. They're a little bit cheaper to run. Most of the sport mods that I'm aware of run some of the older chassis that maybe have got a little bit grandfathered or can't compete, you know, in the A main with the regular mods. So this is the next step. And for guys that are coming from, say, a pure stock or a street stock division, probably the next best look you're going to get at one of these high powered cars. So,
It's all about stepping stones. And if you understand that, and the beauty is you buy a car, you drive it a few years, you can sell it to anybody in the lower ranks. I mean, I've never seen anybody get stuck with a race car. Have you?
No. I say stuck, but, you know, it's funny that you bring this up because actually Eric Evans currently owns that car, I believe, or his grandson drives it anyway. He's got the oldest Mini Dwarf, I think, in existence. It might have been one of the first ones, but that car has gone through 15 sets of hands in the interim. I mean, it's been owned by just about everyone at the racetrack, I think.
See, and that's
so here it is. It's still alive and kicking.
Yeah, you know? See, that's what I'm talking about. So people got to take this notion out of your head that racing is super expensive and you're never going to be able to afford to do it. That's not the case at all. If you've got the bug, you just got to go out to Barona, hang out in the pits, and trust me, you'll find a ride.
Oh, yeah. You know, the best part about not just Barona, you can go to Cocopah, you can go to Paris, you can go to Ventura. If you were just a spectator coming out of the stands and took the time to go down there in the pits, and if you had questions, I've never met a race car driver that doesn't like talking about their car and themselves more than a race car driver. So finding the information that you need is not hard to do. Yeah. I think introducing a front-wheel drive class that is affordable is going to really spur some of these people that maybe have been thinking about it for years that, hey, it's not going to break the bank and we can do it. I think one of the best success stories, and you'll remember this because I believe he came down to your studio there, we did a raffle when we were trying to raise a little bit of money to buy a Mini Dwarf that we're going to field this next coming season. And there's a young man that won the raffle, had never really driven a car, and he got in one of those Hornets and went out there and ran the darn thing. Well, his dad has since went and bought and built him one, and he's planning on racing the entire season with us. So, I mean, talk about how that actually worked. It was great. You know, whatever it takes to get more cars out there, if that helped encourage him to do that, then sure. I think we did the right thing.
Absolutely. So what else you got on the menu?
Well, I mean, it's a never-ending story and kind of an ever-evolving animal at some point. We're making changes to the racetrack. I've got a good crew of guys lined up. We're going to get in there and pound some hubs and put some banking in there and put a laser on that thing. Really try to screw up the shape of the racetrack. I just brought another 50 loads of clay out there in the last couple of weeks that we're going to integrate into the surface. We've been playing around with towards the end of last year. Read a lot about it, and I know they do it back east, and we gave it a shot. And I'll tell you, have never had more compliments from people that, man, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. We started adding hay to the surface. And what that has done to the dirt that we have, or the clay, has helped to hold it together a little bit better. I think it almost makes like a mesh where it doesn't want a pothole as bad.
Really?
It's actually helping retain more moisture. So we're definitely going to integrate the new clay that we have, and we're going to introduce a whole lot more hay to our program because it seems to be helping in track condition.
Isn't that interesting? And now, is that somebody in the Midwest has done that?
Oh, yeah. No, it's been done at a lot of different places, not, you know, here locally, so to speak. But I read about it. I've been hearing about it for years. I mean, everyone's got their theory and what works.
Yeah.
I'm a big purveyor in the idea that let's just keep trying things until we really kind of hit a home run with it. And I think that the last couple of races, if you reached out to any of the drivers, the racetrack was as good as I've ever seen it. And if the hay had anything to do with it, sign me up. I'm going to start baling hay.
Yeah. No, no, you're right. Everybody I talked to, that's all they talked about is how great the track was for 2019. And all I tell them is, if you think it was good now, just wait. It's going to get better.
Yeah. My brother's been working at it for years. Todd's really got it figured out as far as putting water in that racetrack and getting the grading underway. That's just, he's doing a bang up job, and I can't thank him enough for doing that.
No.
But it is a group effort. I mean, again, we got the whole family involved. We obviously have a very large staff of people that we cannot do this without. And thankfully, most, if not all of them, are planning on coming back next year. But for the record, and to put it out there, we're always looking for good help. If there's anyone that is an avid race fan, you've got some free time. If you want to come wave a flag in the corners or help with lineup,
sure.
You could always use a couple extra bodies out there. I mean, no doubt about that.
Yeah, male or female. You don't have to be a guy.
Doesn't matter. No. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'd be happy to talk to anyone. I can find a job for you to do. Believe me, it takes a village to do what we're doing.
Yes, it does. But it's a fun village. No doubt about it. So I know you don't have the schedule out quite yet, but what, do you have a rough idea of your first race?
First race will be April 4th. The lineup that I read you earlier, we're going to do dwarf cars, modifieds, pure stocks, mini sprints, IMCA sport compacts, street stocks, and then our kids division. And that'll be on April 4th, the last race of the season being November 14th. And basically, if you look at a calendar, I mean, I am going to hopefully have this schedule in writing here in the next week or so. But
sure.
If you start on the 4th and skip every other week, there's our schedule. As far as where the cars fit in there,
mm-hmm.
Adding these new divisions to it, I'm still kind of working out some of the details of that.
Yeah.
One of the other classes I had mentioned, we're going to add three divisions, sport compacts being one, sport mods being the other. Also have reached out to the side-by-side guys because I would really like to develop that class a lot more. I think they're really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of them running around. I'm kind of in negotiations and talk through Benchmark Performance with the Lucas Off-Road Series. I'm going to try to strike a deal with them to where we can actually non-conflict with their schedule, end up with full fields. And in the interim of doing that, I'm hoping to pick up the kids' trophy carts, which is like a little mini off-road truck.
Oh, yeah.
I just think the fans would love it. And we have the right track for them.
Yeah, you absolutely do. I mean, that track is so versatile. I mean, and there's plenty of room for it. I mean, people don't realize how big it is. When you hear the size, you don't think it's that big until you get there. And that track's got a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah. And again, we don't ever stop. Like I said, the first time we ran a side-by-side race, just kind of on a whim and trying to figure it out, and, hey, this looks good. Had some help from a couple buddies that are familiar and, you know, building jumps and all that stuff, which is kind of new to us, so to speak. However, we had some success with it. I would love for that class to grow. We're going to definitely give it another whirl. I see the side-by-sides probably being on the schedule with us about five races during the season. In running a full gambit of them along with our other cars. So hopefully it ends up working out the way I think it's going to.
It'll work out just fine. All right, buddy. Hey, well, I'll be bugging you right after the first, and we'll sit down and we'll get a TV schedule together, and we'll just make that place rock.
Sounds real good. Hey, one last thing, if you don't mind.
Sure.
All the race fans that are out there, I appreciate all the support over the years for the family, the drivers. Keep coming back. For you, those of you that can't wait for us to open in April, please do look at the Cocoa Paw Speedway schedule. They're running a Winter Nationals down there.
Mm.
It starts on January 8th through the 18th. They're actually running, I think it's 8 complete nights of racing. It's 4 nights the first week and 4 the next. It's only a 2.5-hour drive. We're doing a lot of work with Cocoa Paw. I would love to encourage our fans, if you've never been there, it's a state-of-the-art facility. It's beautiful. Load up your family and go down there. You won't be disappointed.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, folks. That's BaronaSpeedway.com, sponsored by Elkhorn Ford. Thanks a lot, bud, and have a fantastic first, what do you call it, New Year's. That's
New Year's. Happy New Year's, Dave. Thanks for your time.
All right, buddy. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. That's one fast half-mile dirt track, folks. If you've not been there, you're missing an e-ticket ride. 18700 Lake Paris Road. Go to parisautospeedway.com. The schedule is already posted, so you can take a look. Pick the weekend you want to take a run up there. Out of San Diego, it's only a couple hours. No big deal. That's Paris Auto Speedway. And let me tell you what, if you've not been, you missed out. But I've got Corey Kruseman on the line. Corey Kruseman runs the Sprint Car School up at Ventura. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing good. Happy to be on the show today with you guys.
Yeah, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Always. It's always nice when you spend a little time with family, and usually we get to chill out a little bit. But with Chili Bowl always being around the corner, we look forward to the one day off, and the rest of the days we're building race cars.
Yeah, and if nobody knows what Chili Bowl is, why don't you give them a little history of the Chili Bowl?
Yeah, it's kind of a confusing thing because of the words, but Chili Bowl is a race that we run midgets. We don't run them at Paris Auto Speedway anymore, but it's real similar to a sprint car. It's a four-cylinder. The race is held in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and it's a very, very small racetrack. We race inside of a building. So the building is the largest freestanding building in the U.S. that has no pillars or columns in the center.
Yeah.
It was built for oil-filled trade shows. So we have a racetrack, we have grandstands, and we have over 350 race cars with trucks and trailers.
Holy
all
boy.
Inside one building.
Oh, that's got to be exciting.
So just that is exciting, but the race is prestigious. It is something like the Daytona 500, the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that if you can win that, you've won one of the granddaddies.
Yeah, that's one of those races where you need to have that on your mantle. If you can win it and get that trophy, you're right. It's just like winning the Indy 500, or it's like winning, you know, any big time race. That's definitely, especially for dirt racers.
Yeah, 100%. That's nice because it's not just midget racers or sprint car racers. We have NASCAR guys, we have NHRA guys, we have movie stars. I mean, everybody takes at least one stab at it, because it's like a bucket list for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and even be part of it is one thing. If you have an opportunity to win it, it's epic. So it does a lot for a career. It does a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I know this may sound like a shameless plug, but if someone was to, because there are cars that are rentable, I think you have one left, according to Scott, you know, it would behoove someone to maybe take your sprint car class up in Ventura. I'm sure you're going to have a couple of them prior to the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, it's getting here fast. So we leave in a week and a half to head to the Chili Bowl. And as of right now, we got four cars that are going, and we have one that's still available. But yeah, we do, almost all of my cars that I take to Chili Bowl are arrive and race programs, which are rentals.
Right.
It gives people an opportunity to, you know, cover their bucket list.
Now, does that include full race support as well?
So you show up with your safety gear, helmet, and driving suit. We supply everything else to go.
Wow.
And I'm fortunate enough that I've won the race twice. And so you have a prelim night that everybody races.
Right.
And that is five nights. That's Monday through Friday. They divide the total car count up, they divide it by five. So each night you're running against a fifth of the field, and then you win. Say you win your prelim night.
Uh-huh.
That makes you the highest points guy. So that locks you into the A main on Saturday. And let's say you run last, you're the lowest points guy. That puts you kind of like into a Z main.
Uh-huh.
And then Saturday it's alphabet soup. You work the alphabet backwards. So depending on where you did on your prelim night, that locks you into a main event, and you try to work your way all the way to the A.
Wow. That's just...
So it's a tough deal. I've won 11, I think, prelim nights. So that definitely helps get you seated into the main event. And then, half of your battle's done, because getting to the main event's 90% of the battle.
Yeah, exactly. That is just, I mean, I knew you had won two of the Chili Bowls. I didn't know you won 11 of the prelims. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, very, very proud of. So, and it's because of having good sponsors, you know, and good crew and girls, good equipment.
Well, you know, every time I talk to these kids that I bring in to talk about their racing careers as they're moving up, you know, the main thing I talk about is who are your sponsors. So don't hesitate if you want to throw some of your names out there, people that have been with you and help you get to the Chili Bowl and help you win.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's the hardest part of our sport is getting sponsors. I'm fortunate enough to have Lucas Oil behind me. They've been behind me for almost 10 years now.
Wow.
So it's a great, great company that really concentrates on grassroots racing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do some of the high-end stuff as well.
Sure.
But they really take care of the, let's call it the mom-and-pop race teams.
Right.
You know, whether it's product sponsor or, you know, they cover a little bit of money here or there. They've been fabulous to work with. And then, you know, there's probably another 8 or 10 that help us get to the races. You know, rod-end company, FK Rod-Ends, Quick Change Bleeders. We got a new company on board this year called Pure Crop One that's in kind of the farming industry that's real new to us. So real excited to have them on board. So it's something, you know, without these people, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You can race for a living, but if you don't have somebody covering the cost, you're not racing for a living anymore.
No,
so unfortunately, it costs more than you make.
So
no matter how good you are.
So what's a website? Maybe somebody's listening that, you know, has a, say, a pharmaceutical company and they would like to support, say, your type of racing. How do they get a hold of you?
It's very simple. It's my name. So you can Google Corey Kruseman or Kruseman.com.
Boom.
It takes you right to my driving school website.
Okay.
And, you know, we can put some kind of package together if you're interested in sponsoring. You know, we always treat all of our sponsors to driving schools. So, you know, you're able to come in and, you know, sponsor our car. And we'll let you come out and bring a couple of your buddies and have fun at our driving school for a day.
See, now that's smart. That is smart. Instead of just taking somebody's sponsorship money, which you truly are appreciative, but to give them back a taste of what they're sponsoring. So I got to ask you, out of all the sponsors that have done this, and you've done this too, how many of them turned around and started racing?
You know, I've actually had quite a few, to be honest with you. I probably could put a dozen names in a hat that, you know, have gotten involved with it in one way or another. So,
yeah,
it's been really good. You know, I am fortunate I've not ever had a sponsor for 1 year. And a lot of people that confuses, but when I sign sponsor something, usually it turns into a family. It could be anywhere from 4 years to 10 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, as long as you're doing your job, then they seem to come back and, you know, have fun with you.
Well,
and I think being respectful, bring them to your driving school, you know, all those are things that most people cannot do.
Come on. And let's face it, you're truly a class act when it comes to driving schools.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm dead serious. I've talked to a lot of drivers that have come up through the ranks. You know, because I interview anybody and everybody in motorsports, and every time we talk about it, I'll say, so, where'd you get your start? Oh, I went to the Corey Kruseman Driving School. And if I hear that once, I hear it 100 times. And I always ask him, so how was that experience? He said, that was the best time I've ever had. He says, the classes were great. They treated me one-on-one, whether I knew anything or not. Even if I was a seasoned driver, they treat me just as good as if I was a kid that never got behind the wheel of a race car. And I know that's a shameless plug, but I'm able to do it because it's the truth. And I know you don't blow your own horn loud enough, so I figure I'd do it for you.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to do it.
that's probably my biggest weakness, you know, is patting myself on the
back. I know. That's why Scotty and I were going to be beating on you, because I want to hear, you know, another one. We'll get you back on and talk strictly about your driving school just so people get an idea, because it's not for people that just want to go racing. This is something that if you want to give your father or your mother or your daughter a gift, you know, there's gift certificates. You can go out there. So let me ask you, because I do have two questions. One, how old do you have to be to run the Chili Bowl?
Chili Bowl is 16 years of age. Ooh. Driving school is 14 years of age.
Okay, because I got a kid that's sitting at home right now. He's already won a motocross championship. He's won the Lucas Oil Side-by-Side Championship. And I told him, if you want to get into real open-wheel racing, you need to start with the Corey Kruseman driving school. And then Scott said you had a car available, and I don't know if you're allowed to talk about what it would cost to get into that car for the upcoming Chili Bowl. It might be too late, may not have enough experience, but what kind of money would somebody be looking at for that event?
It's about $12,000.
Okay.
What it costs to do it, and that includes three times on the track. So basically you have the first day, which is Monday, you have a practice in the morning.
Right.
And I don't know if you're going to get out one or two times. They've kind of changed their format a little bit. So everybody's kind of in the dark right now.
Right.
Then you're going to run a preliminary night, which is Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then everybody runs again on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you go out and have great luck, you could be on the racetrack for, you know, 100 and something laps. If you don't have very good luck, you could be on the racetrack for 40 laps.
Right.
So it just depends. You know, there's so many things that we cannot take into consideration because, you know, out of the 350 cars, probably 150 of them could be first timers.
Yeah.
Well, so it's very big.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Now, and the price of your driving school, I think it's what, 500?
The smallest class we have is 450, and that's kind of just to come get your feet wet. And then it goes up from there all the way up to about $3,600.
Right.
That's for a two-day class.
There you go.
So, and I'll tell you, we have five classes we offer, and the two most common are the cheapest and the most expensive. the cheapest gets you there, and it's kind of like when you catch your first fish. It's like, oh, this ain't too hard. We're going to come back and do more of this.
Yeah.
So then you come back to the two-day class.
Yeah, don't you love it when they say, oh, this isn't too hard?
Right? So that's where the car starts. So
And how hard am I supposed to push on this pedal? I don't want to push on it really hard. Hey, before I let you go, how's your father-in-law doing?
Doing great. Yeah.
All right.
All good. All the employees up there at the school are doing fantastic. They're all working their butts off this time of year to get us ready for Chili Bowl. And we've been real busy doing a lot of gift certificates for school.
Great.
So a lot of gifts. And just plugging away. We got absolutely no issues. So it's been exciting.
All right. Well, I just wanted to wish you a very, very happy new year. And folks, go to the CoreyKruseman.com. Go to the driving school. Trust me, it'll be the most fun you ever had with your clothes on. Hey, buddy, thanks a lot. And let me talk to you when you get back from Chili Bowl. Let me know how it goes blow by blow.
Sounds good. It's an honor to be on your show.
It's my pleasure. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue out there in Santee, right next to the drive-in. The boys out there, they do it all. Everything from your everyday vehicle, car, truck, motorhome, RV, makes no difference. And if you happen to be into drag racing, they've got a great in-house dyno that can definitely dial in whatever horsepower you're looking for. They build cars, they service hot rods, they just do it all. The boys out there love their cars. And if you're one of these kind of guys or girls that likes to have that specialty hoses underneath the hood of your car, those braided lines, but you don't want to fool with it yourself, trust me, I poked holes in my fingers working with that stuff. They do it all. HoseSpecialties.com. That's HoseSpecialties.com. Give them a call. 619-562-4750 or certifiedcarcare.net. Either location will get you hooked up. All right. Well, normally I don't do the car calendar in this segment, but because I wasn't able to do it in the normal segment in the last hour, yes, I just burned through 3 hours of radio. So here's what's kicking. The second and fourth Wednesday of every month, The Good Old Boys Breakfast in El Cajon starts at 8 o'clock at Bonnie's Cafe at 596 Broadway in El Cajon. It's open to all clubs. It is a guys-only club, so don't be bringing any young ladies there because then you won't appreciate it. And then, of course, every Friday, the American Retro Diner, that's also in El Cajon. That goes from 4 to 7, 795 Arnell, right next to Boot Barn off Johnson. And then you've got every Saturday, the Donut Derelicts, if you happen to live in the Huntington Beach area. It's Adams Avenue Donuts at Magnolia. And then also, if you happen to be back down here in Fallbrook, every Saturday, Rods and Relics. That's right there at 7 a.m. at the Sunrise Cafe. And then every Saturday, Dunkers and Clunkers in Bonita starts at 7 a.m. at 4414 Bonita Road, right behind Bank of America and the Arco Station. Got to check those guys out. And then if you happen to be in the Carlsbad area, also every Saturday, the Poinsettia Village Shopping Center, Cars and Coffee. That starts at 7 a.m. It's right southwest corner off Highway 5 and Poinsettia Drive exit. And then in the Oceanside Cruisers Breakfast, that's also every Saturday. In Oceanside, starts at 8:30 at the Start Fresh Cafe at 1034 South Coast Highway. And then, of course, the last Saturday of the month, Santee Drive-In, their classic rod and custom. You enter through the drive-in gate at 9. And then every Sunday, Rods and Donuts. That's also at the American Retro at 795 Arnell. And then, of course, we've got the IB Car Show. That's the first Tuesday of the month. That's in Imperial Beach. Starts at 4 o'clock, Palm Avenue and Seacoast Drive. And then every Thursday in Rancho San Diego, it's called Happy Days. That's at your Carl's Jr. at 2935 Hamishaw Road, right there by Discount Tire and TGIFs. Bring your hot rod, classic car. It's all family fun, and there's tons of good parking. And then, of course, the first Saturday of every month in Poway is In-N-Out Burger at 12890 Greg Court. That's in the Kohl's parking lot. And again, starts at 11 o'clock, my kind of car show. And then, of course, let's see, what else do we got here? Now I'm going into the, second Sunday of every month, Cars and Coffee on the Mesa. That's JBA Auto Center, 5675 Kearney Villa Road. They love burning up tires. They have burnouts every time they do their event. So grab a cup of coffee, grab a donut, and go burn up some tires. And then, of course, the third Saturday of every month, Cars and Coffee at Calumet Collection. That's in San Marcos at 1980 Diamond Street. So if you're up in that neck of the woods, you'll want to check it out. And then, of course, January 24th to the 26th in Pomona, the 71st Grand National Roadster Show. I may have to take a run up there this year. And then again on February the 8th, the 2020 Dr. George Charity Car Show in Indian Wells Tennis Garden. So you can check that out. And then hopefully the Big Three Parts Exchange will be alive and well February 20th to the 22nd. Then we go into March. I know I'm moving quite a ways, but, you know, I have it here. I'll just talk to you about Havasu Deuces. That's in Lake Havasu. And then March 6th through the 8th, the Midnight at the Oasis in Yuma. I hear that's an amazing show. I think Holly goes to that. And then March the 7th, the 5th Annual Motors for Music Community Car Show in San Marcos. That'll be a lot of fun. San Marcos High School, 1615 West San Marcos Boulevard. And it's to support the band, and I think they'll be at KUSI again. And then, of course, April 19th, East County Cruisers Summer Fling at Santee. It's right there at 550 Park Center Drive in Town Center Community Park East. And then on April the 26th, the 22nd, Heartbeat Happening in Valley Center, right there at Bates Nut Farm at 15854 Woods Valley Road. So 75 and older, check that out. And then the streak will be back out at Campland by the Bay. This is streak probably 47. So you might want to check that out. And then, of course, on April the 16th, the 8th annual Wildcat Run Car Show in Oceanside, El Camino High, 400 Rancho del Oro. So check that out. And then April 25th, Moto Swap Shop and Car Show. That's Automotive Swap Meet at the SDCCU Stadium. Used to be Ray Taylor's, now Charger Steve has picked it up. Gathering on the Green, Deer Park Winery. I'm so glad they're open back up. At Auto Museum, 29013 Champaign Boulevard. That starts at 10 o'clock. Hopefully I'll get them on KUSI. And then the 4th annual Salute Our Soldiers and Veterans. That's way out in November. So that's at Pernicano's. That'll be on put on by Jumpin' Jack Flash. I didn't have Good Guys, so that's got to be coming out in April as well, but I'll get my calendar updated so we can do that. Before you jump offline, I know you're probably wondering what's coming up next. Well, if you haven't been listening, it's the only gun show that I'm aware of in Southern California. 2 hours with Lance Pelkey. Well, actually, Lance is not in today. He got a little bit of a cold, and so he wasn't able to make it, but we got Michael Schwartz, and we got Joe Dramisi is in the house. So I, prepared for a great 2 hour show. I tell you, folks, with everything going on in Virginia and California, you definitely want to be aware of what your rights are and what they're trying to do to take them away, and what you need to do to help us fight the fight to keep our Second Amendments and our gun ownership, you know, alive and well. Because if they can do it, they will take it away. Not being political, I don't care if it's the right or the left, anybody that tries to take away any of your constitutional rights needs to be stopped. And we need to do it in a professional fashion. We need to do it with dignity. We need to do it with following the rules of the laws. They need to follow them. You need to follow them. And we all need to start working a little closer together and stop this bickering. All right. Well, hey, hopefully you had a good time, enjoyed the 3 hours I just gave you. But I got two more, so don't go anywhere. You can listen to us on KCBQ free app, iHeartRadio, and we're downloading a podcast. Just go to gunsportsradio.com for any of our older shows. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.